The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 23, The Shishumara Planetary Systems. This chapter describes how all the planetary systems take shelter of the pole star, Dhruvaloka. It also describes the totality of these planetary systems to be Shishumara, another expansion of the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruvaloka, the abode of Lord Vishnu within this universe, is situated 1,300,000 yojanas from the seven stars. In the planetary system of Dhruvaloka are the planets of the fire god, Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa, and Dharma, all of whom are very respectful to the great devotee Dhruva who lives on the pole star. Like bulls yoked to a central pivot, all the planetary systems revolve around Dhruvaloka, impelled by eternal time. Those who worship the Virat Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, conceive of this entire rotating system of planets as an animal known as Shishumara. This imaginary Shishumara is another form of the Lord. The head of the Shishumara form is downward, and its body appears like that of a coiled snake. At the end of its tail is Dhruvaloka. On the body of the tail are Prajapati, Agni, Indra, and Dharma, and at the root of the tail are Datta and Vidatta. On its waist are the seven great sages. The entire body of the Shishumara faces toward its right and appears like a coil of stars. On the right side of this coil are the 14 prominent stars from Abhijit to Purnarvasu, and on the left side are the 14 prominent stars from Pushya to Uttarasada. The stars known as Purnarvasu and Pushya are on the right and left hips of the Shishumara, and the stars known as Adra and Ishlesha are on the right and left feet of the Shishumara. Other stars are also fixed on different sides of the Shishumara planetary system, according to the calculations of Vedic astronomers. To concentrate their minds, yogis worship the Shishumara planetary system, which is technically known as the Kundalini Chakra. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Atat tasmat paratas trayodasa laksha yojanan tarato yatad vishno paramam padam edhivadanti yatra ha maha bhagavato dhruva atana padir Agninen, Drina, Prajapatina, Kasyapena, Dharmena cha, Sarmakala, Yugbir, Sabahumanam, Dakshinata, Kriyamana, Idinam, Nim, Apikalpa, Jivinam, Ajivya, Upaste, Tasehano Bhava, Upavarnita. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ata, thereupon, Tasmat, the spear of the seven stars, Parata, beyond that, Trayodash Laksha Yojana, Atarata, another 1,300,000 yojanas, yat which, tat that, Vishnu Param Padam, the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu, or the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Abhida Danti, the Rig Veda mantra's praise, yatra on which, ya, indeed, Mahabhagavata, the great devotee Dhruva, Uttanapadi, the son of Maharaj Uttanapad, Agnina, by the fire god, Indena, by the heavenly king Indra, Prajapatina, by the Prajapati, Kashyapena, by Kashyapa, Dharmena, by Dharmaraj, cha also, Samakala Yugbi, who are engaged in at the time, Sabahu Manam, always respectfully, Dakshinata on the right side, Kriyamana being circumambulated, Idinam now, even, Api even, Kalpa Jivinam, of the living entities who exist at the end of the creation, Ajivya, the source of life, Upaste remains, Tasya his, Iha here, Anubhava, greatness in discharging devotional service, Upavarnita, already described in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King, 1,300,000 yojanas, 10,400,000 miles above the planets of the seven sages, is the place that learned scholars describe as the abode of Lord Vishnu. There, the son of Maharaj Uttanapad, the great devotee Maharaj Dhruva, still resides at this, as the life source of all the living entities who live up until the end of the creation. Agni, Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa, and Dharma all assemble there to offer him honor and respectful obeisances. They circumambulate him with their right sides toward him. I've already described glorious activities of Maharaj Dhruva in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 2. Sahi sarvesham jyotir gananam graha nakshatra dinam anima sena vyakta rathasa bhagavata kalena brahman yamananam stanur eva vastamba ishvarena vihita sashvad avabhasate. Synonyms. Sath, that planet of Dhruva Maharaj, he indeed, sarvesham of all, jyoti gananam, the luminaries, graha nakshatra adinam, such as the planets and stars, animisena, who do not rest, avyakta, inconceivable, ramhasa, whose force, bhagavata, the most powerful, kalena, by the time factor, brahmyamananam, being caused to revolve, stanu eva, like a post, eva stamba, the pivot, ishvarena, by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vihita, established, shasvat, constantly, avabhasate, shines. Translation. Established by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pole star, which is the planet of Maharaj Dhruva, constantly shines as the central pivot for all the stars and planets. The unsleeping, invisible, most powerful time factor causes these luminaries to revolve around the pole star without cessation. Purport. It is distinctly stated herein that all the luminaries, the planets, and stars revolve by the influence of the supreme time factor. The time factor is also is another feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under the influence of the time factor, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind and loves his devotee Dhruva Maharaj so much that he has placed all the luminaries under the control of Dhruva's planet and has arranged for the time factor to work under him or with his cooperation. Everything is actually done according to the will and direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to make his devotee Dhruva the most important individual within the universe, the Lord has placed the activities of the time factor under his control. Text 3. Yata medi stamba akramana pravasa samyojitas tribi savanair yata stanam mandalani Chariti evam bhaghana gratadaya etasmin antarbahi yogena kalachakra ayojita dhruvam eva valambya vayuno diryamana akalpantam padichan kramanti navasi yata megha shyanadayo vayuvasa karma saratāya pravarta te evam jyotirgana Kritis Purusha Samyoganu Grihitita Karma Nimita Gatayo Bhuvina Patanti. Synonyms. Yata, exactly like Medhi Stambe, to the pivot post, Akrama Pavasa Parsava, bulls for threshing rice, Samyojita, being yoked, Tribi Tribi by three, Savanai, movements, Yata Stanam, in their proper places. Mandalani, orbits, charanti, traverse, avam, in the same way, bhagana, the luminaries like the sun, the moon, the Venus, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter, graha adaya, in the different planets, etasmin, in this, antabahi yogena, by connection with the inner and outer circles, kalachakra, in the wheel of eternal time, ayojita, fixed, dhruvam, dhruvaloka, eva, certainly, Avalambya, taking support of Vayuna by the wind. Adir Yamana, being propelled. Akalpantam, until the end of the creation. Parichan Kramanti, revolve all around. Nabhasi, in the sky. Yata, exactly like Maga, heavy clouds. Snena Adaya, birds, such as the big eagle. Vayuvasa, controlled by the air. Krama Sarastaya, whose chariots are the results of their own past activities, parivartante, move around, evam, in this way. Jyoti Gana, the luminaries of the planets and stars in the sky, Prakriti of material nature, Purusha, and of the Supreme Personality, Krishna, Samyoga Anugrihita, supported by the combined efforts, Karma Nirmita, caused by their own past fruitive activities, Gataya, whose movements moving on the ground, not Patanti, fall down. Translation. When bulls are yoked together and tied to a central post to thresh rice, they tread around that pivot without deviating from their proper positions, one bull being closest to the post, another in the middle, and a third on the outside. Similarly, all the planets and all the hundreds and thousands of stars revolve around the pole star, the planet of Mars Dhruva, in their respective orbits, some higher and some lower, fastened by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a machine of material nature. According to the results of their fruitive acts, they are driven around the pole star by the wind and will continue to be so until the end of creation. These planets float in the air within the vast sky, just as clouds with hundreds of tons of water float in the air, or as the great Siena eagles, due to the results of past activities, fly high in the sky and have no chance of falling to the ground. Purport. According to the description of this verse, hundreds and thousands of stars on the great planets such as the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are not clustered together because of the law of gravity or any similar idea of the modern scientists. These planets and stars are all servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, and or Krishna, and according to his order, they sit in their chariots and travel in their respective orbits. The orbits in which they move are compared to machines given by material nature to the operating deities of the stars and planets, who carry out the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revolving around Dhruva Loka, which is occupied by the great devotee Maharaj Dhruva. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 552 as follows. Yat chakshuresha savita sakalagranam rajasamasta suramurti dashesha teja yasyagnaya brahmati samrita kala chakro govindamari prusham tamam bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems, as has unlimited potency in heat and light. End quote. This verse from the Brahma Samhita confirms that even the largest and most powerful planet, the sun, rotates within a fixed orbit, or Kala Chakra, in obedience to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This has nothing to do with gravity or any other imaginary laws created by the material scientists. Material scientists want to avoid the ruling government of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore they imagine different conditions under which they suppose the planets move. The only condition, however, is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the various predominating deities of the planets are persons, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a person. The Supreme Personality orders the subordinate persons, the demigods of the various names, to carry out his supreme will. This fact is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, wherein Lord Krishna says, "Mai dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetuno nena konte ajagat vibhara vivartate." Quote, "This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again." End quote. The orbits of the planets resemble the bodies in which all living entities are seated, because they are both machines controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshwar junatistate brahmanyam sarva bhutani yantarudrani maya. Quote, "The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy." End quote. The machine given by material nature, whether the body machine of the body or the machine of the orbit or Kala Chakra, works according to the orders given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and material nature work together to maintain this great universe, and not only this universe, but also the millions of other universes beyond this one. The question of how the planets and stars are floating is also answered in this verse. It is not because of the laws of gravity. Rather, these planets and stars are enabled to float by manipulations of the air. It is due to such manipulations that big heavy clouds float and big eagles fly in the sky. Modern airplanes like the 747 jet aircraft work in a similar way. By controlling the air, they float high in the sky, resisting the tendency to fall to earth. Such adjustments of the air are all made possible by the cooperation of the principles of Purusha, male, and Prakriti, female. By the cooperation of material nature, which is considered to be Prakriti, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is considered the Purusha, all the affairs of the universe are going on nicely in their proper order. Prakriti, material nature, is also described in this Srimad and the Brahma Samhita 544 as follows. Shristi Shriti Palaya Sadana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga Ichanurupam Apiyasya Chetatesa Govindam Adipurusham Tamam Jami. The external potency Maya, who is the nature of the nature of the shadow of the cheat spiritual potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. End quote. Material nature, the external energy of the Supreme Lord, is also known as Durga, or the female energy that protects the great fort of this universe. The word Durga also means fort. This universe is just like a great fort in which all the conditioned souls are kept, and they cannot leave it unless they are liberated by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord declares himself in the Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma chame devyam evim yavide tatvata tokta de punam denam punar janma. Naiti mamiti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving his body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. End quote. Thus, simply by Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can be liberated, or, in other words, one can be released from the great fort of this universe and go outside it to the spiritual world. It is also significant that predominating deities of even the greatest planets have been offered their exalted posts because of the very valuable pious activities they performed in previous births. This is indicated herein by the words karma nimitta gataya. For example, as we have previously discussed, the moon is called Jiva, which means that he is a living entity like us, but because of his pious activities, he's been appointed to his post as the moon god. Similarly, all the demigods are living entities who have been appointed to their various posts as the masters of the moon, the earth, Venus, and so on, because of their great service and pious acts. Only the predominating deity of the sun, Surya Narayan, is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Dhruva, the predominating deity of Dhruvaloka, is also a living entity. Thus, there are two kinds of entities, the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the ordinary living entity, the Jiva, Nityo Nityanam Tetanas Chetananam, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. All the demigods are engaged in the service of the Lord, and only by such an engagement are the affairs of the universe going on. Regarding the great eagles mentioned in this verse, it is understood that there are eagles so big that they can prey on big elephants. They fly so high that they can travel from one planet to another. They start flying on in one planet and land on another, and while in flight, they lay eggs that hatch into other birds while falling through the air. In Sanskrit, such eagles are called snyena. Under the present circumstances, of course, we cannot see such huge birds, but at least we know of eagles that can capture monkeys and throw them down and kill them and eat them. Similarly, it is understood that there are gigantic birds that can carry off elephants, kill them, and eat them. The two examples of the eagle and the cloud are sufficient to prove that flying and floating can be made possible through adjustments of the air. The planets, in a similar way, are floating because material nature adjusts the air according to the orders of the Supreme Lord. It could be said that these adjustments constitute the law of gravity, but in any case, we must accept that these laws are made by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So-called scientists have no control over them. Scientists can falsely and improperly declare that there is no God, but this is not a fact. Text 4. Kechanaitaj jyotiranikam susumara samstanena bhagavato vasudevasya yoga dharanayam anavarnayanti. Synonyms. Kechana. Some yogis and or learned scholars of astronomy taught this jyotiranikam, great wheels of the planets and stars, Shishumara Samstanena. Imagine this wheel to be a Shishumara, dolphin, Bhagavata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevasya, Lord Vasudev, son of Vasudev, Krishna, Yogadharanayam, in absorption in worship, Anuvarnayanti describe? Translation. This great machine, consisting of the stars and planets, resembles the form of a Shishumara dolphin in the water. It is sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudeva. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudeva in this form because it is actually visible. Report. Transcendentalists, such as yogis whose minds cannot accommodate the form of Lord, prefer to visualize something very great, such as the Virat Purusha. Therefore, sometimes yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky the way a dolphin swims in the water. They meditate upon him as the Virat Rupa, the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 5. Yasya Puchagre Vakshirasa Kundali Bhuta Dehasya Durva Upakalpitas Tasya Lagule Prajapatir Igni Agnir Indro Dharma Iti Puchamule Data Vidhata Chatkatyam Saptarsaya Tasya Dakshina Varta Kundali Bhuta Sarirasya Yani Uda Gayanani Dakshina Parshve Tu Nakshatrani Upakalpatyanti Dakshina Yanani Tu Sarve Yata Sushumarasya Kandula Bogasani Vesasya Parshavayor Ubayor Api Avyava Sama Sankhya Bhavanti Priste Tu Abhaviti Akash Ganga Chodarata. Synonyms. Yasya, of which Pucha Agre at the end of the tail, Avakshirasa, whose head is downward, Kundali Bhuta Adehasya, whose body is which is coiled, Dhruva Maharaj on his planet, the pole star, Upakalpita is situated, Tasya of that Langule on the tail, Prajapati of the name Prajapati, Agni, Indra, Dharma, Iti, thus, Puchamule at the base of the tail, Data Vidata, the demigods known as Data and Vidata, Cha also, Katyam on the hip, Sapta Rishaya, the seven great saintly sages, Tasya of that, Dakshina Avata, Kundali Bhuta Sharisrasya, whose body is like a coil turning toward the right side, Yani, which Udagayanani, making the northern courses, Dakshina Parshve, on the right side too, but Nakshatrani, constellations, Upakalpatyanti, are situated Dakshina on Yani, Ayanani. The 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarasada make marking the northern course too, but Savye on the left side, Yata, just like Shushumarasya of the dolphin, Kundala Boga Saneve Sasya, whose body appears like a coil, Parshvayo on the sides, Ubayo both, Api certainly, Avyava, the limbs, Samasankhya of equal number, 14, Bhavanti are Priste on the back, too, of course, Avivjviti, the first three stars marking the southern route, Mula, Purvasada, and Ardhar Uttarasada. Akshaganga, the Ganges in the sky, the Milky Way, Cha also, Udarata, on the abdomen. Translation. This form of the Shishomara has its head downwards and its body coiled. At the end of its tail is the planet Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of the demigods Prajapati, Agni, Indra, and Dharma, and at the base of its tail are the planets of the demigods Data and Vidata. Where the hips might be on the Shishumara are the seven saintly sages, like Vishishta and Angira. The coiled body of the Shishumara chakra turns toward its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Purnavasu are located. On its left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarasada. Thus, its body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of the Shishumara is the group of stars known as Ajaviti, and on its abdomen is the Ganges that flows in the sky, the Milky Way. Text 6. Purnarvasu Pushyau Dakshina Vamayo Shunyar Arat Adar Shlese Cha Dakshina Vamayo Paschimayo Padayor Abhijid Uttarat Sadhe Dakshina Vamayor nasi kayor yata sankhyam shravana purvaksade dakshina vamayor lochanayor dasnista mulam cha dakshina vamayo kanayor mugtadini asta naksatrani dakshina yanani vamsa parshva vankrishu yunjita tataiva mrigas shirsadini udagayanani dakshina parshva vankrishu pratilokmena pratyunjita satab bisha jesti skandayor dakshina vamayor nyaset. Synonyms: Purnarvasu, the star named Purnavasu, Pushyo, and the star named Pushya, Dakshin Vamyo on the right and left, Shronyo, the loins, Andhra, the star named Andhra, Ashlese, the star named Ashlesha, Cha also Dakshina Vamyo at the right and left, Paschimyo, behind, Padyo, feet, Abhijit, Uttarasade, the stars named Abhijit and Uttarasada, Dakshina Vamyo on the right and left, Nakshikayo, nostrils, Yata Sankhyam, according to numerical order, Shravana Purvasade, the stars named Shravana and Purvasada, Dakshina Vamayo at the right and left, Lochanayo, eyes, Danista Mulamcha, and the stars named Danisha and Mulda, Dakshina Vamayo at the right and left, Karana, ears, Magha Adini, the stars such as Magha, Asta Nakshatrani, eight stars, Dakshina Anyanani, which mark the southern course, Vama Parshva on the left side, Vankrishu at the ribs, Yunjita may place, Tataeva similarly, Mrisha Shirsa Adini, such as Mrigashirsa, Udagayanani marking the northern course, Dakshina Parshva Vankrishu on the right side, Pratilomyena, in the reverse order, Prayunjita may place Satabisha, Satabisha, Jeste, Jeste, Skandayo on the two shoulders, Dakshina Vamayo, right and left, Nyaset should place. Translation: on the right and left sides, where the loins might be on the Shishumara chakra, are the stars named Purnavasu and Pushya. Andhra and Ashlesha on its right and left feet, Abhijit and Uttarasada on its left, right and left nostrils, Shravana and Purvasada are on its right and left eyes, Danista and Mula are on its right and left ears. The eight stars from Magha to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left of its body, and the eight stars from Mrigashira to Purvabhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs on the right and side. Satabisha and Jesta on the right and left shoulders. Text 7. Uttara hanav agistir adhara hano yamo mukeshu changaraka sanaischara upaste brihaspati kandukdi vakshasya dityo hridaye narayano manasi chandra nabhya musana stanior Ashvino Buddha Prapnapanayo Rahur Gale Ketava Sravangeshu Romashu Sarvataragana. Synonyms: Uttarahana, on the upper jaw, Agasti, named the star named Agasti, Adharahano, on the lower jaw, Yama, Nyamaraj, Mukeshu, on the mouth, Acha also, Angaraka, Mars, Shanaishchara, Saturn, Upaste on the genitals, Brihaspati, Jupiter, Kakudi on the back of the neck, Vakshashi on the chest, Aditya on the sun, Hridaya within the heart, Narayana, Lord Narayan, Manasi in the mind, Chandra the moon, Nabhyam on the navel, Usana Venus, Stanyo on the two breasts, Ashvino the two stars named Ashvini, Bandhu, Mercury, Pranapanayo, in the inner airs known as Prana and Apana, Rahu, the planet Rahu, Gale on the neck, Ketava, comets, Sarva Angeshu, all over the body, Rameshu, in the pores of the body, Sarva all, Taragana, the numerous stars. translation. On the upper chin of the Shishumara is Agasti, on its lower chin Yamaraj, on its mouth Mars, on its genitals Saturn, on the back of its neck Jupiter, on its chest the Sun, and within the core of its heart Narayan. Within its mind is the Moon, on its navel Venus, and on its breast the Ashvini Kumars. Within its life air, which is known as Pranapana, is Mercury, on its neck is Rahu, and all over its body are comets, and in its pores are the numerous stars. Text 8. Etad hi uhaiva bhagavato Vishnu sarva devatamayam rupam aharaha sandhyam prayato jagato niriksamana upaistitesta teta namo jyotir lokaya kalayana yanin Nim sinam sam pratyaye mahapurushaya bidhimahiti. Synonyms. Etat this, uha indeed, eva certainly, bhagavata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu of Lord Vishnu, sarvadevatamayam consisting of all the demigods, rupam form, aha aha always, sandhyayam in the morning, noon, and evening, prayata meditating upon, Vagyata, controlling the words, Niriksamana, observing, Upatisteta, one should worship, Nama, respectful obeisances, Jyoti Laukaya, unto the resting place of all the planetary systems, Kalayanaya, in this form of supreme time, Animisan, of the demigods, Pataye, unto the Master, Mahapurushaya, unto the Supreme Person, Abhidimahi, let us meditate iti thus. Translation. My dear king, the body of the Shishumara, as thus described, should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord as Shishumara Chakra and worship him with this mantra, quote, O Lord, who have assumed this the form of time, the resting place of all the planets moving in different orbits, O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you and meditate upon you. Text 9. Garharsata Ramayam Adivdaivakam Papapaham Mantra Kritam Trakalam Namasyata Smarato Vatrikalam Nasyeta Tat Kajal Kalajam Asupapam. Synonyms. Griharikshata Ramayam, consisting of all the planets and stars. Adivdaivakam, the leader of all the demigods, Papa Apaham, the killer of sinful reactions, Mantra Kritam, those of those who chant the mantra mentioned above, Trikalam, three times, Namasyata, offering obeisances, Smarata, meditating, Va, or Trikalam, three times, Nasyeta, destroys, Tatkalajam, born at that time, Asu, very quickly, Papam, all sinful reactions. Translation. The body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Shishumara Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship the Supreme Person three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be freed from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers his obeisances to this form and remembers this form three times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Purport. Summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement as the Virat Rupa or Vishwarupa, the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship him three times a day by meditation will always be free from all sinful reactions. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur estimates that Dhruva Loka, the pole star, is 3,800,000 yojanas above the sun. Above Dhruvaloka by 10,000 yojanas, Maharloka. Above Maharloka by 20,000 yojanas is Janaloka. Above Janaloka by 80,000 yojanas is Tapaloka. And above Tapaloka by 120 million yojanas is Satyaloka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satyaloka is 233,800,000 yojanas, or 1,870,400,000 miles. The Vaikuntha planets begin at 26,200,000 yojanas, 209,600,000 miles above Satyaloka. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the covering of the universe is 260 million yojanas, or 2,080,000 80 million miles away from the sun. The distance from the Earth to the sun is 100,000 yojanas, and below the Earth by 70,000 yojanas are the seven lower planetary systems called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. Below these lower planets by 30,000 yojanas, Seshanaga is lagging on the Garbhodak Ocean. That ocean is 249,800,000 yojanas deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500 million yojanas, or 4 billion miles. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Shishumara Planetary Systems.